Chapter 1. I'm Jazz. Hi, my name's Jasmina Santos Campbell, but everyone calls me Jazz. When I'm in trouble, they call me Jasmina. Have you heard of me and the Bramrock Stars? We're almost famous. This is our story. Charlie is my best friend, and we go to Ms. Morgan's after-school dance lesson twice a week. This is our last chance to show Ms. Morgan that we can dance well, Charlie, I said. Today, she'll choose us to dance in Spinning Alice's, our school end-of-year show. Everyone knows that I'm the best dancer, said Rosie Calderwood. I'll be the star dancer. Rosie is the opposite to a friend. She's an enemy. Ms. Morgan will choose Rosie, said Erica. Erica always agrees with Rosie. Girls, Ms. Morgan said, show me your dances. I wanted to be the star dancer because first, I really wanted my, that's mum in Portuguese, to be proud of me. And second, my was making the clothes for the show. This was my second year at dance class, and I still danced like an elephant. This year had to be different because my and dad were arguing a lot at home. I was trying to pirouette. That means to quickly turn round in a circle. Suddenly, I fell past one of the other girls and my arm hit the wall. I laughed, but Miss Morgan didn't think that it was funny. Sit over there, Jazz, she said. You can come back in 5 minutes. Rosie smiled, and I felt very stupid. It was boring to watch the others dance, so I thought about playing football for England in the Women's World Cup final. And Jazz Santos scores a goal in the final minute. People are shouting, Jazz! 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 Jasmina? Ms. Morgan said. Come and dance now, please. At the end of the class, Ms. Morgan asked me to wait. I knew that she wanted me to be the star dancer. Rosie will be very unhappy, I thought. Jazz, what am I going to say to you? Asked Ms. Morgan. I didn't know. That was the problem. But Ms. Morgan wasn't smiling. Maybe I wasn't the star dancer. You can be a good dancer, but you must work harder, said Ms. Morgan. You're on report for the next week. This means that I'll watch you very closely, and I'm going to speak to all your other teachers. Oh no, I had to be good for 1 week. I can do this, I thought, if I try hard. Mai forgot to come to dance class for me. Again. This isn't a big problem, because my mum's the coolest mum. She speaks Portuguese and English. She doesn't talk to me about homework, and she makes and wears beautiful head wraps. People like the clothes that she makes. Now she's with her customers all the time, and not with me and my brother, Jordan. When I got home, I ran into Mai's workroom. She was sitting at the huge desk that Dad made for her, and she was drawing new ideas for her clothes. She saw me, and she put her hand to her head. Jazz, I'm sorry. I forgot to meet you at school. How was dance? Okay, I said. I didn't want to tell her that I might not be the star dancer in the show. Are you hungry? Do you want me to cook something? No, I said quickly. Mai's a terrible cook. My dad loves cooking different things. Okay, dear, she said, and turned back to her drawings. That evening, we all had dinner together. My parents weren't arguing tonight, and I didn't want this to change. Ms. Morgan thinks that I can be one of the best dancers, I said. This was almost true, I thought. You didn't tell me this before, Mai said. A smile danced across her face. Now I'll have to make a special dress for the best dancer. After dinner, I practiced football in the garden. Football made everything better. In school, at dance, at home, I was always making mistakes. But on the football field, I understood the game. I could dribble and strike very well. I practiced keepy uppies. I could do 33 without stopping. Girls can't play football, says Zach Bacon from my school. But he can only do 31 keepy uppies. I was in bed and trying to sleep, but my parents were arguing. I went downstairs very quietly to listen to them. Suddenly, Dad opened the living room door. Are you all right, Jazz? He asked. It's very late. I wanted a drink, I said quickly. I didn't want to say that the argument was stopping me from sleeping. When I went back to bed, the house was very quiet. Later, I heard only one of my parents come upstairs to bed. The next day at school, I played football with the boys at lunchtime. Some of the boys didn't like girls that played better than them, so they wouldn't pass the ball to me. That afternoon in class, we had to make a cake. The best cinnamon and apple cake will win a prize, said Mrs. Tavella, the cooking teacher. Rosie makes the best cakes, Erica said. But we knew that Erica was lying because her ears turned pink. Charlie and I worked hard to make a good cake mix. Then I went to look at Rosie and Erica's cake mix. It looked good. So I added something different to our cake mix to make it better. We cooked it, and it looked lovely. Your cake looks really horrible, Rosie said. Try it, I said. Rosie ate a big slice. Suddenly, her face was grey and green. Then, she was sick. It smelled horrible. Some of her sick fell on Erica's arm, and now Erica was looking green too. Everybody stepped back, holding their noses. Rosie pointed straight at me. Jazz did it, she said. She made me sick.